Ladies and gentlemen, we want to welcome you to our June 30th, 2008 session of Tech Talk. And we know that we have a very fine speaker tonight, a very good friend of Tech Talk, always willing to help us and had to work extra hard to get ready, but he is. I'm very proud at this time to introduce Mr. Rick Harmon, who will speak to us about GoalWave 525 and Vista and any other matters concerning GoalWave. So without further ado, the next voice you will hear is that of Rick Harmon.
Good evening, and thank you for having me here again on Tech Talk. My name is Rick Harmon, and tonight I'm going to talk a bit with you about GoldWave and Windows Vista. I'm going to show you some of the differences between how you set up audio on XP, which most of you are probably used to, and how audio is set up on Windows Vista, which has changed significantly from the way it was done in past operating systems, such as XP and Windows 2000 and so on. For those of you who came here tonight expecting perhaps a GoldWave training type of demonstration, I'm not going to do that. This is basically just a brief introduction into Vista and how GoldWave works with it. If you're interested in tutorials for GoldWave, if you're a new GoldWave user and you're wanting to learn how to use GoldWave, I have a series of tutorials, 8 parts now, on my website, which is the Blind Geek Zone, and it's http://www.blind-geek-zone.net. And if you go into the audio section, you'll be able to find them. There are 8 different parts that cover all kinds of different things for using GoldWave. And that will give you a much more thorough training than anything I'm going to talk about tonight. GoldWave is a very popular audio editing program used in the blind community. I've been using it since early 2006 to do all of my recordings, and one of the biggest reasons that a lot of people use it is it's for its price. It's very powerful. It's about $40 to purchase it. That price goes up and down with the value of the dollar, but I think currently it's $40-some. And you can download GoldWave to try out if you haven't already at http://www.goldwave.com. There you can either download the older version, which is 4.26 if you're a Windows 98 and earlier user still. And you can also download the current version, which is 5.25 if you are an XP or 2000 or a Vista user. The demo version will allow you to run GoldWave for quite a while before you're forced to buy it. It's very liberal demo, lets you run it for a very long time. So, anybody interested, like I said, you can download it and purchase it through goldwave.com. Okay, let's get started with the actual demonstration. What I'm going to show you first are the differences in the XP's volume mixer versus the differences in Vista's volume mixer, to kind of show you some of the changes that have been made in the Vista operating system. So what I'm going to do first here is I'm going to bring up XP's volume mixer.
Windows R, run dialog, type the name of a program, folder, document, or internet resource, and Windows will open it for you. Open colon edit combo, vol 32, alt plus O.
And what I'm going to open is sndvol32.exe.
Enter, play control dialog, play control volume colon, speaker volume dot 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 button, alt plus S.
And what this does on Windows XP and prior operating systems is it brings up the Windows Volume Mixer panel. It comes up in the playback settings here initially, and I'll just tab around here briefly to give you a feel of what it does for those of you who haven't used it.
Play control volume colon up down slider 60%. Mute all checkbox not checked, alt plus M. Advanced button, alt plus A. Wave balance colon left right slider 50%. Wave volume colon up down slider 60%. Mute checkbox not checked, alt plus M. CD player balance colon left right slider 50%. CD player volume colon up down slider 100%. Mute checkbox not checked, alt plus M. MIDI synth balance colon left right slider 50%. MIDI synth volume colon up down slider 100%. Mute checkbox not checked, alt plus M. Line dash and balance colon left right slider 50%. Line dash and volume colon up down slider 100%. Mute checkbox not checked, alt, microphone balance colon left right slider 50%, microphone volume colon up down slider 100%, mute checkbox not checked, alt plus M, advanced button, alt plus A.
And basically what this does is it has sliders to adjust the playback volume of the various devices through the sound card. It can also adjust the balance, the left right balance of the device. You can mute various devices so they're not heard. And also, if you go to properties,
menu bar options P, menu options menu exit X, advanced controls checked A, properties R, enter leaving menus, properties dialog, mixer device colon combo box SB audio playback radio button checked, alt plus P, recording radio button checked, alt plus R, MIDI synth checked, OK button, space. Recording control dialog, MIDI synth balance colon volume colon MIDI synth balance colon MIDI synth balance colon left right slider 50%.
We can also select our recording controls here as far as volume levels, balance. We select, it's the same thing.
MIDI synth volume colon up down slider 50%.
Set your volume.
Select checkbox not checked, alt plus S.
And then the difference is here, instead of muting, you select your device.
Quote what do your quote balance colon left right slider 50%. Quote what do your quote volume colon up down slider 50%. Select checkbox checked, alt plus S.
And you see this is checked here, and this is the device I'm using. This allows us to pick which audio device we're recording from on the sound card. And in XP and prior operating systems, you can see this is all together in one nice, neat, simple package. Pretty easy to use. Once you get used to it, you know, it's no big deal. But in Vista, they kind of have thrown a curveball at us. And I'm going to show you here now what the recording, or what the volume mixer looks like in Vista. So let me close this.
Alt F4, gold wave, zoom, 1.000 sec.
Quiet that. Okay, I'm going to get into Vista here now.
Menu, start search edit. Windows R, leaving menus, run dialog, type the name of a program, folder, document, or internet resource, and Windows will open it for you. Open colon edit combo, zero items, alt plus O. S, N, D, V, O, L. Enter, volume mixer dialog, SB speakers, device main volume up down slider 60%.
Okay, I'm now in Vista, and I have the Vista's volume control mixer panel up. And one of the changes in Vista is the name is different. Instead of SNDVOL32 in Vista, it's just SNDVOL. Now, I'm going to tab around here a little bit.
Device main volume up down slider 60%. Device main mute button Alt plus M. Volume for Windows sounds up down slider 60%. Mute for Windows sounds button. Volume for application file for JAWS up down slider 60%. Mute for application file for JAWS button. Device main volume up down slider 60%.
So as you can see, all we get in the Vista volume mixer is just volume controls for various applications and the master volume of Windows itself. You don't get volumes now for your WAVE device, your CD, your MIDI synth, your line-in, or your microphone here. And if you go up to the menus,
menu bar, device, Alt plus D, system, space, device, Alt plus D.
All you have is a device menu.
Menu, device menu, SB digital audio interface, left parent, SB Audigy, right parent, S. Realtek digital output, left parent, Realtek high definition audio, right parent, SB speakers, left parent, SB Audigy, right parent, SB digital audio interface, left, Realtek digital output, left parent, SB speakers, left parent, SB Audigy, right, SB digital audio interface, Realtek digital output, left, escape, menu bar, device, Alt plus D.
All you get there is just the selection for your audio device. So the volume mixer has changed drastically in Vista, and we have to do a lot more jumping around to get the settings.
Leaving menus, device main volume up down slider 60%.
So that's the one of the big, huge changes in Vista is this volume control now is just a applications volume control for your playback and lets you adjust your volume settings independently for each program, which is different than it did in XP. And that's a nice feature, but unfortunately the days of the nice volume control mixer for all your playback and recording properties has been scattered to the four winds in Vista. So let me show you a little bit more here in Vista and how you can get to some of this stuff. Let me close this.
Alt F4, Windows sidebar, view available gadgets button. Windows M, desktop, folder view, list view, grid, 1 of 18. Menu, start search edit.
And we'll go into control panel.
Leaving menus, start menu. Lock this computer. Grid, 1 of 11, op documents, 2 of pictures, 3, music, 4 of 11, games, 5 of 11, G, computer, 6 of, network, 7, connect to, 8 of 11, control panel, 9 of 11, center, control panel, folder view, list view, not selected, add hardware, 1 of 50.
And we'll go down to sounds.
S-O, sound. Enter, sound dialog, playback page, list view, not selected, Realtek digital output, 1 of 3.
Now, this is similar to in XP, you have the same thing. If we go back over to XP here.
Start menu, Microsoft Update, M, My S, Set Program Access, S, Settings Submenu, S, Control Panel, C, Enter, Leaving Menus, Start Button. O, Software Explorers, Silicon Image, Soft, Sounds and Audio Devices.
You have Sounds and Audio Devices.
Enter, Sounds and Audio Devices, Properties, Dialog, Volume, Page, Low Left Right Slider, 59%.
Now in XP, in the Sounds and Audio, we have a Volume tab.
Sounds page. A sound scheme is a set of sounds applied to events in Windows and programs. You can select an existing scheme.
Your sound schemes.
Audio page. Default device colon combo box. SB Audigy 2 audio left bracket 7800 right bracket. Alt plus D.
Your audio page, which allows you to select your default playback device, recording device, and MIDI device.
Voice page. These settings control volume and advanced options for the voice playback or recording device you selected. Default device colon combo box. SB Audigy 2 audio left bracket.
And you have your voice recognition tab.
Hardware page, list view, bank DVD, DDW60.
Your hardware tab.
Volume page, low left right slider 59%.
And we've tabbed back around. So let me close this.
Alt F4, control panel, folder view, list view, sound, Alt F4, gold wave, zoomed, 1.0.
I'll quiet that down. Let's go back over here to Vista.
Not selected, Realtek digital output, 1 of 3. JAWS to PC. Select a playback device below the Modify Playback tab, Recording tab, Sounds tab.
Now, in Vista, we just have a playback tab, a recording tab, and a sounds tab. So this has been changed quite a bit.
PC. Not selected. Realtek digital output 1 of 3.
Now what we do here in the playback page is we simply are selecting
Realtek digital output 1 of 3 SB speakers,
which sound card we want to use for our default playback.
SB digital audio interface.
And
SB digital audio interface 3 of 3.
We have three different settings here. Now, one of the things I'm going to show you here real quick in Vista is that some of the stuff is hidden. And to get more playback and recording options, you need to go into your applications key.
Applications, context menu, test, T, test, T. Disable. Set as default device, D. Show disabled devices, S.
One, we need to show disabled devices.
Enter, leaving menus, list view, SB digital audio interface, 3 of 3. Menu bar, system, space.
Oops.
Leaving menus, list view, applications, context menu, show disabled devices, show disconnected devices, S.
And we need to show disconnected devices.
Enter, leaving menus, list view, SB digital audio interface, 4 of 4.
And instead of three options, now we have four.
SB speakers, SB digital audio interface. SB speakers, Realtek digital output, RT speakers.
And basically that's just giving the option on this computer between my Sound Blaster outputs and my Realtek onboard outputs.
RT speakers 1 to 4.
Now,
Realtek digital out, SB speakers.
To get to volume controls, let's just say I go to SB speakers, which is the Sound Blaster speakers, which is what the default is on this machine.
Tab, configure button, Alt plus C. Tab, properties button, Alt plus P.
Go into properties.
Space, SB speakers, properties, dialog, general page, edit, SB speakers. Custom page, digital output only, checkbox not checked. Levels page, playback control, left right slider 60%. Tab, playback control 60 button. Tab, playback control, balance button, Alt plus B. Tab, microphone, left right slider 23%. Tab, microphone 23 button.
Here is where our playback volume controls are located for this device.
Tab, microphone, balance button, Alt plus B. Tab, line dash and left right slider 23%. Tab, line dash and 23 button. Tab, line dash and balance button, Alt plus B. Tab, auxiliary, left right slider 23%. Tab, auxiliary 23 button. Tab, auxiliary balance button, Alt plus B. Tab, S/PDIF-S/PDIF- and left right slider 23%.
So as you can tell, these are well hidden in Vista. And for a lot of people, including myself, it took a lot of playing around to figure out how to do any kind of recording and setting your volume controls here in Vista.
Tab, S/PDIF-20, tab, S/PDIF-tab, OK button.
Okay, let's see what our other tabs are here.
Advanced page, default format, select the sample rate and bit depth to be used when running in shared mode, combo okay. Box, 16-bit.
And just our advanced tab.
Escape, properties button, Alt plus P.
Okay, now let's go over to the recording tab.
Recording page. Select the recording device below to modify its settings, colon, list view, not selected microphone, 1 of 9.
Now, let me show you something here. I'm going to hide.
Applications. RT microphone.
Oops.
Application. Set as default device unavailable, D. Show disconnected devices checked, S. Show disabled devices checked, S. Enter, leaving menus, list view, RT mic applications, show disconnected devices checked, S. Enter, leaving menus, list view, not selected Realtek digital input, 2 of 6.
Now I'm going to set this back to the way it would default in Vista if you hadn't shown disabled and disconnected devices. And just going to do this. Most people, when they record, use the what you hear method, which is what Sound Blaster calls their option for recording from multiple sources on the sound card. Realtek calls their stereo mix. Others call theirs wave mix. Basically, it's all the same thing. You select it, and it's how I'm recording here. It allows me to use Goldwave to record not only just from the microphone, but it's also allowing me to record what Jaws is saying, what else is playing, you know, if I had a CD playing or something for some reason, or like I have here now, this Vista computer is coming into the XP machine through the line in through a mixer, and that's allowing me to record this as well right now. And so what I want to show you here in Vista is by default
RT stereo mix SD microphone SD line dash in SDS slash PDIF dash in.
We only have certain devices here showing.
SDS slash PDIF dash in 6 of 6.
There are 6 devices here shown instead of the 9.
SD line dash at Realtek digital input microphone. Realtek digital input RT stereo mix.
Now, for whatever reason, right now it's showing me the Realtek stereo mix as a as an option. But most of the time, what happens if you don't have the disconnected and disabled devices shown, this stereo mix or what you hear doesn't even show up, and you are under the impression, as I was for a long time, that you didn't even have the capability to do it. So,
applications, context menu, properties, dot, dot, show disconnected devices, S. Enter, leaving menus, list view, RT stereo mix, 4 of 7.
Now we got 7.
Applications, context, show disabled devices, S. Enter, leaving menus, list view, RT stereo mix, 5 of 9.
Now we have 9. So, that's one thing you need to be aware of.
SD microphone. SD line dash in. SD auxiliary.
And things that got hidden were like the Sound Blaster's line in, the auxiliary.
SDS slash PDIF dash in.
Most of my inputs, you know, weren't shown. And I think, you know, Microsoft chose to do this with Vista just simply to, you know, kind of giving in to demands of the movie and music industry in Hollywood to, you know, not make it easy for us to record things as we could in XP, you know, to kind of limit piracy and things like that. So this is one of the things you need to be aware of in Vista. Make sure when you go into your audio settings to enable the disabled devices and show the disconnected devices, so you make sure you have all your input sources and output sources available here.
SD auxiliary.
Okay. And that's the basic differences between audio mixer settings in XP and in Vista. Okay, now I'm in a slightly different setup here on the computers. Now I have both of these computers running in Vista instead of one running as XP and one running as Vista. I'm having difficulties with my volume adjustments here, so I apologize if this comes out drastically different than the previous segment I recorded from the XP machine. But what I want to talk about here a little bit is just with the recording with Goldwave, with what you hear and stereo mix and Vista, a couple of things I want to talk about is in XP, generally, you know, if you use stereo mix or what you hear, it generally works just fine. You know, as long as the sound card supports it, you don't have any problems. Now, what I've noticed in Vista, and I'm going to try and demonstrate it here, I don't know if I'm going to be able to or not, is, now these two computers that are running, are both running Vista now, the machine I'm recording on here that I'm going to do a demonstration of what you hear that is functioning and actually how I know it is functioning is because what I'm recording right now is I'm using Goldwave on the Vista machine using What You Hear. So this will be part one of the demonstration. And the other machine is running a different sound card. And I'll show you where you don't have the option to do What You Hear on it. So there are some differences in Vista as to whether or not you can record the way you want to. Drastically different, and it depends on your sound card that you're using, and your drivers that you have installed. Some drivers are supporting different things than others, and it's in ways it's kind of a crapshoot. But I just wanted to make people aware of that, because that's one of the biggest complaints with Vista is, most people like myself that are doing recording in Vista, want to be able to use the What You Hear method, with the creative cards or whatever it is on any other card you're using, because it allows us to record, on multiple sources at once. Like I said, right now I'm recording the microphone. Jaws is speaking there in the background. So.
Windows M, desktop, folder view, list view, gold wave, 21 of 31. To move the items, use the arrow keys.
Things like that. And then the other Vista machine is coming in through the line in through a mixer.
Blend.
Here. And,
Windows M, desktop, folder view, list view, gold wave, 11 of 18.
So, demonstrates recording in Vista on this machine using the Sound Blaster Audigy 2 sound card with drivers that support What You Hear. Everything is working pretty much properly here. I'm having some difficulties. Jaws is a bit low. So I'm not able to get that quite up to my liking. And anything else that was coming through, any kind of music or whatever, if I was playing music in the background, that would be coming through. So now let me go over to the other Vista machine, and I will show you. I'm going to
menu, start search edit.
Let's see here.
Leaving menus, start menu. Rick, 1 of 11, R. Documents, pictures, music, games, computer, networks, connect to a control panel.
Go back into control panel.
Enter, control panel, folder view, list view, not selected, add hardware, 1 of 50. S, scanners and cameras, S, security center, S, sound.
The sound.
Enter, sound dialog, playback page, list view, not selected, RT speakers, 1 of 4. Recording page, select the recording device below to modify its settings, colon, list view, not selected, microphone, 1 of 9.
Now here, if I go into my recording devices, go down your list here, you have the microphone, of course.
RT microphone.
Then I have the Realtek microphone, the microphone up above that's not labeled properly as the Sound Blaster microphone. I have these labeled SB and RT so I can tell the difference.
Realtek digital input.
And here we could record from our Realtek digital input.
RT CD audio.
Or the Realtek CD audio.
RT stereo mix.
And then we have our RT stereo mix. So the Realtek onboard card here has the capability of doing stereo mix. But let me go down some more.
SB microphone.
Oh, there's the SB microphone. Okay. Oh, I know what the one that just said microphone. That's a USB mic that's hooked up.
SB line dash in.
There's my Sound Blaster line in.
SB auxiliary.
SB auxiliary.
SBS slash PDIF dash in.
The digital SPDIFs. And that's it. So on these particular drivers, on this, this is an Audigy SE card on the other Vista machine, you don't have a What You Hear option at all. So this is one of the things about Vista where it's drastically different between just, from one sound card to the next. And even within the same company, you know, for creative from one sound card to the next and different drivers. Some support the what you hear method, some don't. I'm going to try and do a separate recording here momentarily, if I can, to demonstrate another complaint. I can't demonstrate it here in this configuration that I'm set up to record in. And so it's the Realtek that's on the other system that's coming in through the mixer here. It has a stereo mix setting, but what people are complaining about is that the stereo mix doesn't work. And what has happened to me in the past is when I've tried it, you know, I can hear Jaws talking or whatever else, but my microphone isn't picked up, so I don't, you know, I'm not able to talk like I am here on the other machine that's running the Sound Blaster Odyssey 2. Now, some others have said that the X5, I guess the Sound Blaster X5, it's the newer cards, supposedly they support what you hear and work well in Vista, so you kind of got to be careful as to what you select for a sound card for Vista. A lot of these systems people are getting are using the Realtek, and so that's the complaint, that the stereo mix isn't working properly. And from what I've seen out on the mailing list, that Realtek is aware of it. It's a driver issue. Supposedly it's going to be fixed, so hopefully it will be. But here to wrap up this segment, I'm just going to play some music and let you hear Jaws in a microphone and give it just a short demonstration of the what you hear through Goldwave in Vista. Okay, and now just a very simple demonstration of using Goldwave to record using the what you hear method, which is what I'm using here on this system with the Sound Blaster Odyssey 2 card. I'll talk here, and I'll switch over.
Alt Tab 1. Paul Thurrock with Leo Laporte dash Windows Weekly 63 colon don't touch that button 1.
So this
Paul
is
Leo Laporte dash Windows Weekly 63.
This is Winamp, and I'm going to start playing this.
Space.
And you can hear me. You can hear.
Title is one. Paul Durant with Leo Laporte dash Windows Weekly.
Jaws.
Don't touch that button dash window.
Bandwidth for Windows Weekly.
And you hear the Winamp audio playing.
CACHEFLY.com. This is Windows Weekly with Paul Thurrock.
Okay, and I'll cut that off. And, so, for those who of you who haven't really messed around with recording from multiple sources using your sound card, I just wanted to do that so you could hear what that sounds like when it plays back. And, you know, that comes in real handy for recording tutorials and stuff like I do here, you know, where I need to be able to talk through the microphone, you know, have Jaws being picked up. And, you know, if I need music or whatever in the background else playing. And having the what you hear method or the stereo mix method working, you know, in Vista or in XP for that matter, you know, makes it so we don't have to use multiple sound cards or external mixers, you know, to be able to do this. Otherwise, you'd have to have, you know, a sound card playing Jaws, and another sound card for your music and everything else, and you'd have to run it through the line in, and a lot of people do this. So, you know, this is, I'm just showing one option, but, you know, to get around the problem in Vista, you could use multiple sound cards to do the same thing that's not being allowed here in some instances, is, you know, the what you hear, the stereo mix. One problem I have heard reported for Jaws users in Vista that are using two sound cards is for whatever reason Jaws doesn't want to listen to the settings you put in the the one INI file to tell JAWS which sound card to run through. And hopefully, I guess that's going to be fixed in JAWS 10 here later this year. So, okay, what I'm going to try next, and it'll either be here in the recording or it won't, is a recording sample of the stereo mix over on the Realtek, if I can get it to work or not, to show you how that works there. And then I'll wrap up. Okay, I'm back on the XP machine now recording. I tried to do a demonstration on the stereo mix on the Realtek card on the other Vista machine, and unfortunately I wasn't able to get anything out of it, so I'm not able to show you how that works on that machine. So, that pretty much wraps things up. I know I didn't cover a tremendous amount of Goldwave itself, and when I was given this assignment, I was kind of wondering exactly how I could do this and you know, get as much Goldwave information in as possible. But in reality, Goldwave isn't any different in Vista than it is in XP. You know, there's no differences in using the program or anything. The main differences between XP and Vista using Goldwave are the audio setups and what types of sound cards and you know, what options you have there. So hopefully I've effectively shown you those differences. For those of you, like I said, that are looking for Goldwave tutorials that can be gotten from my website, and those will give you a much better amount of information on how to use Goldwave to do various things. But unfortunately, what I did here tonight is just basically show you how to get Goldwave working in Vista, and hopefully I've done that. So at this point, this wraps up the demonstration, and I'll take questions from the audience now. First, I'll take questions on this presentation itself, and then if the moderators will allow it, after that, time providing, I will take general Goldwave questions for anybody out there that may just have some general questions. So, again, thank you for having me here, and this wraps up this presentation, and I will now take questions from the audience. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Rick. You certainly have fulfilled the assignment, if you will, and I believe you have given us a lot of food for thought, and those of the people in the audience who are wanting to use Goldwave with Vista, I think, have a clearer view of what is in store. And so now we're going to turn the microphone over to the question period. We'll take those with microphones first. And as usual, one question, please, at a time. And once the question has been asked, then the rest of you hold back on your control key so that Rick can respond. All right? Who would like to be first?
The rest of you hold back on your control key so that Rick can respond.
Good evening, Rick. I'm Rob Hanzik from Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. Question. When you said your stereo mix did not work, did it not work at all, or did you just were you not able to use your microphone with your stereo mix when you were trying to demonstrate that? In other words, even if your microphone does not work, could you still use the as you hear it? Can you use the line input or play through the sound card as you could with XP. Can you still do that even though your microphone did not work with the stereo mix?
Hi, Rob. I couldn't get anything, unfortunately, to work on the Realtek using the stereo mix. I don't know what happened. I hooked the microphone in. The card popped up the notice asking me what I had plugged in. I told it microphone. I plugged in a line out into it. And it asked me what I had plugged in, and I told it speaker out, and everything
you know, appeared to work. The Realtek audio manager come up, and I tabbed through that. I was able to go set my microphone to whatever level I needed and set my boost level. But when I tried to record through GoldWave, I got nothing. A while back when I tried it, it did work, like you was asking. I was able to hear JAWS. I was able to do the line in. I just couldn't get the microphone working, so I don't know what happened this time, unfortunately, but I got nothing.
Next question.
Yes, Rick, and this is Hamid Campos, not Sam, like Bob thought. This is Hamid Campos from Danbury, Connecticut. Rick, now realizing that, A, it's a driver issue, and B, just out of curiosity, is the Audigy 2 more high-end than the Audigy whatever the other one is? Because I'm curious now what the, like, more high-end the card is have anything to do with it.
Hey, Hammett, I'm not sure whether or not price of the card has anything to do with it. The Audigy 2 is an older card. It definitely goes back to XP days. The Audigy SE that's in the new Vista machine is a newer version of the Audigy card. And I'm not sure if it's as expensive as the Audigy was. There's also the, what they call, I think, the X-Fi, which is a higher-end creative card. It does supposedly, from what I've heard, support what you hear. But like I said, I think it's kind of a crapshoot. You know, it's hard to tell sometimes, you know, what's going to be supported and what's not in Vista. And I'm not sure it has anything whatsoever to do with price.
Hello, Rick. This is Jerry Hogan, and good presentation. I had a call. I had to step away for a minute. But I had just uploaded the new 5.25.
Tyler Spivey has left the room.
5.25, and I uploaded, put the JAWS 9 in, jumped from 8 to 9. Now, there's a newer script for the newer JAWS. I think I can't get the voices to, you know, like dot recording, you know, forward, back, all that. I'm not getting no sound. There's a sound I have to turn on, turn something on, toggle on and off. I don't know. I'm a little looking for that. And there used to be a little script, a little a plug-in, and then you had to go into my computer program and go in a GoldWave folder there and then paste it in there. It is something that you have to, if you follow me, what I'm trying to say here, I'm not following myself, but you understand what I'm trying to say?
Yeah, I believe so. I think you may just not have the scripts in the right place for GoldWave. I'm not sure, but that's what it kind of sounds like to me. And there's a certain place those need to go to. If you go into the programs, you know, in the start button, programs, go to your JAWS 9. There's an explore settings, and in there there's a the first one, I forget what it is exactly, but that will take you to the folder that you need to put the scripts into to get them to work. And other than that, just make sure you have the latest scripts available. I think they're 1.57, and that should get what you want to work.
Hello, Rick. This is Gary Wood from Lansing, Michigan. Did you find that there's a steep learning curve, or there was, when you went from went with GoldWave to Vista from XP?
No, not really. The operation of GoldWave itself is exactly the same in XP as it is in Vista. That's why I really didn't cover any GoldWave operations to any extent. There's no difference whatsoever. The basic differences are, like I said, in the audio subsystem on Vista. You know, the things you have to get set up in order to, you know, record how you want to in GoldWave.
Next question. Fred, are there any questions in the text area that you can read for us? And all the rest of us will hold back on our control keys till Fred reads the questions one at a time and Rick to answer. Okay, Fred, it's yours.
Thank you, Pat, but there are no questions in text chat.
We'll go back to the microphones. And for the moment, we'll keep in on target, as Rick has asked, with just predominantly Vista. And after we've exhausted that, then we will go to Gold Wave with XP or any other general questions on Gold Wave. So the next person who would like to ask a question, please.
Rob Hansig again. Do you find Vista a lot more, I don't want to say unstable, I don't know whether it's unstable or stable. Is it a lot more difficult to deal with in relationship to setting it up for Gold Wave? I'm sure you found it everything. Was it very difficult to find all this stuff? And how did you do it?
Actually, Vista as an operating system is extremely stable. I have very little problems out of Vista. I'll get programs that will crash from time to time, but they do not affect Vista whatsoever. It's rock stable, actually, especially after Service Pack 1 was released. It's gotten a lot more stable, faster. GoldWave wasn't hard to set up with it. Like I said, essentially it's the same as XP. Just install it. Install the scripts if you want the scripts running. And basically, you know, set your devices, your playback and your recording devices, and a couple other settings that you typically use for GoldWave, and you're ready to go. As far as learning Vista, it's been a slow, kind of tedious process. The bulk of Vista, you know, the things you do every day are basically the same as XP. There's no serious differences. It's not really that hard to use Vista on a day-to-day basis. Some things, you know, like the audio are drastically different. And thanks to various people on various mailing lists, you know, I've slowly learned where this and that is, and it's not been too bad.
But someone I heard was concerned about having a problem with setting the volume with Vista, you know.
Yeah, I was having some trouble on the Vista side with the Audigy 2 sound card. I was having some volume problems getting things set up. I still haven't quite 100% figured that out. It's a bit different than setting the volume on XP for what you hear, because you have the master volume and the JAWS volume and the mixer, you know, like you would have on XP. But then all your other line levels are in control panel under sounds, so you got to get those adjusted. And everything I did just kept raising my voice and didn't do anything to raise the JAWS voice, so it ended up being rather low.
I do have a text chat question now, and since there's a lull, I'll jump in with it. Richard Villa is asking, so if you have the devices you wish to record, the GoldWave recording is fairly straightforward. That's his question.
Yeah, the GoldWave recording is very straightforward. Once you tell GoldWave by pressing F11 and going into its control properties, you go to the device tab, you tell it your playback device, you tell it your recording device. There's a volume tab there as well. You tab through it, you select which input you're recording from, you know, what you hear, stereo mix, line in, mic in, whatever. And basically that's it. Then you get out of that and you just do control F9 to start recording and control F8 to stop recording. Same process in XP as it would be in Vista.
How you turn off the training mode off the new JAW version? Do the mic keep bringing up the training?
You hold down on the insert key and you hit the grav key, which is the key to the left of the one key on the numbers row. That will toggle that training mode off and on. So if you hit it once, you know, you say hit insert grav, it may say training mode on. If you hit it again, it'll say training mode off.
Thank you.
Any other questions?
I wonder if I at this point could slide in a more general GoldWave question.
Yes.
Rick, it's Walt Kramer in Minnesota, and it seems to me I saw you a response from you to this question on a list last week, but I must not have been paying enough attention. It seems to me the issue was using the arrow keys to move the cursor around in GoldWave, and I believe there was a setting that had to be checked in the view menu. I wonder if you could refresh my memory as to what that is, please.
Yeah, sure. It's the in the view menu, it's the auto scroll lock. It has to be checked, has to be on. And otherwise, if it's not, when you hit your left and right arrows, you won't move the playback cursor.
I have apparently had that not checked. So when you're moving the playback cursor, I assume you're using the probably the right and left arrows. What sorts of increments are we talking about?
Yes, it's the left and right arrows. The movement is based upon the zoom level in the view menu, and it's 10% of that. So in the view menu, you have 1 second, 10 seconds, 1 minute, 10 minutes, and an hour. So it would be 10% of those. Say you had 10 minutes selected as your zoom. The arrow would move you in 1 minute increments. And that's about typically how I set it. If you had it set to an hour, it would move in 10-minute jumps, and so on and so on.
Good. Thank you very much, Rick.
And where is the view menu found? I just downloaded 5.25, and it's a little bit new. It's not bad. I just am not used to the zoom features as well, and how that would work. So how do you get to that the view menu?
Press your Alt key. Or press Alt and View, or Alt and V, I'm sorry, to get directly to the view menu. And the zoom levels that are down through those are primarily, you know, a visual thing, because on the screen you'll have like a waveform, and a sighted person would actually set those zoom levels to zoom in on parts of that waveform. Accessibility wise, they've tried to make it where with this cursor movement that it's just it ties to the zoom level. Like I said, with the left and right arrows, it's 10% of whatever you set the zoom to. If you're doing editing where you've dropped your start and finish markers, then the movements on those, and there's different keys to move those, is in a 100th of the zoom level. So it takes a bit of getting used to. It's taken me a while to get used to it. I'm pretty comfortable with it now. Like I said, I have tutorials on my website if you're interested. They'll take you through a lot of the basics of using and recording with GoldWave.
Good. I may just go ahead and check those out at Blind... Geek? Computer Geek, blindgeek.com, or what? Go over that again so I know what it is next time, because there's something that I really found out with this 5.25 that I was a little bit dismayed, but once I learned how to use it, I'm almost happy with it now, to come to think of it. But I found that if I have my zoom set to 1 second, the recording will be at 1 second. If I have it set to 1 hour, I think the recording will be at 1 hour. That is useful for if I want to record a radio program. Thank you very much for coming tonight.
Okay, yeah, I think I know what you're talking about there. It's not really tied to your zoom level. It's when you create the file, you have different settings that you can set for lengths. And in the control panel for GoldWave, the F11 setting, in the record tab, as you go through there, you'll hear something about bounded and unbounded recording. And by default, GoldWave sets to bounded recording, which means it sets up a specific length of time to record, and once you hit that time, you know, it quits recording. And yeah, that's useful for recording radio shows and things like that, but what I typically do is tell people to set that setting to unbounded, and then it'll allow you to record at whatever length you want. And that's not tied to the zoom level, actually, so I'm not quite sure what you might be seeing there. But the website address, again, for anybody that's interested, it's www.blind-geek-zone.net.
Any other questions?
Rick, do you use GoldWave's noise reduction features?
I've tried and tried and tried to use it. It almost works good, but it's never good enough, unfortunately. So, no, I don't.
Rick, it's Hamid again. So, from this point here, because you said that since the whole stereo mix thing is a driver issue, and it is supposedly going to be fixed, at least that's what I understood you to say, what would you recommend now? Keep away from using Vista if you really want the stereo mix to record the way it's working in this XP computer, which is the way that you wanted it to work, which is it records everything in your mic. Because actually, by me, the way it worked on your other Realtek card, where it just recorded JAWS, or say Levy, you know what I'm saying? I mean, that's what I would use it for anyway. It doesn't matter if it records the mic or not, whatever. That's me. But anyway, would you recommend for those people that want it to work though the way you wanted it to work to stay away for the moment? Or what would you recommend? I mean, by me, if it works at least the way it worked for you, we'll say Levy, you know, I'll use it that way, but... And by the way, c'est la vie is that's life in French. Just in case you know, just so you know what I'm saying. But yeah.
You know, if you're critically, you know, in need of recording in Vista and you've got to get this all to work, you know, I might say stick with XP. But in general, the average everyday user, you know, I'd say go ahead, go with Vista. It's, you know, not going to be a big deal. Most people, these audio things aren't a big deal. There are two options. If you can't get your, you know, Realtek, if you're using the Realtek, you know, personally, I don't care for the Realtek. It's not a very good card. Yeah, it's supposed to be a driver issue with the Realteks, and supposedly they're going to fix them. I don't know, you know, when and if that's going to happen. Other cards do supposedly support it. Like I said, the Creative X-Fi cards supposedly support Record Now. Or not Record Now, but what you hear. You could also use a second sound card and run the output of the one into the line into the other, and you could basically recreate the same type of situation, you know, with recording multiple sources. You could hook up a mixer and kind of do it the way I do it sometimes. But, you know, just do your research. Try and find out all you can, you know, before you jump into Vista, and, you know, hopefully it'll work out.
In a rare burst of courage here, I'm talking about your web address, Rick, blindgeekzone.com. Dashes between those words, and please correct spelling of geek.
Yeah, actually there's several ways you can get into that website, and the main address is www.blind-geek-zone.net. You also can use just www.blindgeekzone.net and www.blindgeekzone.com with no hyphens. And those addresses will work as well. So again, that's blind, B-L-I-N-D, geek, G-E-E-K, zone, Z-O-N-E, .net or .com.
At this age, I realize I should be able to spell, but that just isn't reality.
We're all so human, aren't we? Any other questions?
As we get older, we get a little slower, too. I noticed that at 66. I
haven't noticed that at all, but it's just, we're just swamped with so much information that we call it information overload. Okay, back to the real problem, or the real question at hand. This is a wonderful opportunity for you to ask a person that really is working with this software and with Vista, with XP, and he really can answer your questions. So, anyone else?
Okay. In 5.25 Gold Wave, a question I have, this is Rob Hansik again. Anything new that we should know, we Gold Wave users might want to know about? It's, well, it was not in, that it hasn't been in the earlier versions, like 5.20 or 5.19 or whatever it was. I just downloaded 5.25 a couple weeks ago, so I'm still playing with it. And I had I don't want to go into all the issues, but I had some problems. I had to re-download it again.
No real differences in the last few versions, 5.23, 2.4, 2.5. 5.25 basically is just some Vista, I guess, fixes for it to play better with Vista. There were no real changes. There haven't been any accessibility changes since about, I think, 5.19, I guess. So they're just incremental fixes. They fix this and that. And 5.25 basically just fixed, I guess, some Vista issues.
A question that I believe has been answered in other arenas, not here tonight. You did mention the approximate cost, a little less than $50. Do I understand that that's kind of a lifetime cost, that the new versions as they come out are not charged, you know, they are free?
Yeah, it's running about, I believe, about $45 U.S. The GoldWave site is in Canada, and so it's based on Canadian currency, so the price fluctuates up and down all the time, you know, based on the dollar versus the Canadian dollar. As far as I know, since version 5.0, there have been no charges. Well, I know there have been no charges because I haven't paid anything for updates, but as far as I know, once you buy GoldWave, you won't be charged again at any point for an upgrade. That's my understanding. I'm not sure about the version 4 users, if they were charged anything when they went to version 5 or not. I don't go back quite that far, but my understanding is no, you're not charged ever again.
That's interesting because since I've had SoundForge, like I've got it when it was in, 20 cents on a dollar, like at $99 price when they give you that, and then when that goes up, your price runs out, you pay $500, but I've paid I've had to always pay for the upgrade.
With GoldWave, since I known about it a couple of years ago, and all the way back in the 4 series, there was never a charge.
I'm betting you've got this in your tutorial, Rick, but a while back, and not a very long while back, I essentially tripped over this one, and that is that if I have GoldWave open, and if I have a file open in GoldWave, if I press Alt-I, my screen reader will tell me the length of the file. I found that mighty handy. I'm just wondering, are there other shortcuts like that that your tutorial is full of?
That's probably a script feature. Let's see, what are some of the things I can remember off the top of my head? If you have the scripts running, and this basically is all script settings to get some of these nice little things like elapsed time, duration, start-finish marker settings, things like that. Alt-Shift-S will tell you where the start marker is at. Alt-Shift-F will tell you where the finish marker is at. Alt-Shift-D will tell you duration of the file. Alt-Shift-E will tell you the current elapsed time. Alt-Shift-A, I believe, will tell you what your active setting is, whether you're recording, playing. If you have the scripts running and you hit Insert-H, you'll get a list of the various keys to press that for these enhanced functions. GoldWave itself, if you're not running the scripts, really doesn't tell you any of that. You can hit your status information, you know, your insert page down, and it'll read across the bottom, and it'll say it all at once, and you can kind of decipher it that way. But it's nice to have the scripts. They do allow you to do a lot of nice little things that make using GoldWave easier.
Talking about scripts that work with JAWS, right?
Is anybody still recording? Because the next thing I'm about to ask, have I been foolish and not started recording it? Because I was going to say, Rick, do you happen to have an 800 number for the people that make those Sound Blaster cards? Because I was wondering if by getting the card from them themselves, would you have a better chance of getting the card, a card that will support the stereo mix thing? Because I don't see why they themselves wouldn't know what to do and don't.
I don't have a 1-800 number for Creative Labs America. you could go to the website. I think it's just www.soundblaster.com or www.creativelabs.com. They got several addresses you can use. Go to the contact link, and you should be able to get a phone number there. Sales may be able to help you. They may be able to tell you which of their cards do support that. You know, it's certainly worth a try.
Are there any questions in the text area, Fred?
No, not at this time. Although I did have to leave the room and come back, so if there were any, they are gone. And Walt, could you turn down your microphone? You are really overdriving.
All right, are there any other questions, please?
This is more of a Vista thing, Rick. What's, and it's not really a Goldwave thing, but it is, what's the sound recorder in Vista like? Is it any different than the XP one? I just started using the XP one after you guys, after I listened to the presentation that was done here. I found the one that Kelly Strapurge and Gene Nasner did on sound, it was on podcasting, and then it just so happens that Gene Nasner...
Let me get my mic here, sorry. Okay, Fred, have you and Jim gotten together, or is there anything I can do to expedite it? Let me just hear from Fred. He knows about this. Do you want me to call Jim and find out where he's going to meet with you?
I haven't heard from him other than when he wrote back and said he was out of town.
I spoke to him today. He said he would meet with you tonight. Where do you want to meet with him? In the practice room? Should I ask him to go there? I can let you know immediately if I catch up with him.
The archiver is here. I don't know if that indicates that he is at the switch somewhere.
I'll call him and report back.
All right, let's see. Where were we? Did someone have a question?
I get a good recording of this, and I think the Vista machine is recording everything. I'll put my original recording up on my website, and I'll pin the question and answer session to it here in the next day or so, just in case, you know, the archiver doesn't get it up here, you know, right away. As far as Hammett, the question you asked me about sound recorder on Vista, it's been enhanced a little bit. It's been a long time since I messed with it. It is a little better than it is on XP. It gave you some more functions. But basically, it's the same.
Don't have a question. I just killed Mic Boost, and I want to see if my level's gone down.
Much, much better, Walt.
Thank you very much, Rick, for doing what you're saying, getting it up on your website. And we do appreciate that, because the information you've shared has been very valuable, and we know that those who are using Goldwave and Vista and even XP will want to hear it as soon as they can. So thank you very much.
Not a problem.
That's excellent presentation, Rick. Thank you.
We don't want to keep Rick all night here, but we do want to give plenty of time. If you do have some other questions that you'd like to ask him, please do so now. We'll allow for, say, two or three more questions.
I just stopped the backup recording. I just want to thank Rick for coming in, and I learned something new tonight about Vista. I had an idea that Vista did not allow, as you hear it, at all. In reality, they do. You just have to find it. So thanks for pointing that out, Rick. Most appreciated. And, well, take care. I'll have to check blindgeekzone.com and see what's up there. Thanks again.
That's not that Vista doesn't allow it. I guess a lot of us thought initially from what was said that it wouldn't, but apparently it either hides it. A lot of the problem anymore is the sound cards and their drivers. You know, if the driver supports it, then you definitely have it. You know, if your driver doesn't, then, you know, unfortunately it doesn't. And that's more of what we run into than Vista blocking it itself, from what I've been finding out.
At one point I heard someone say that, and you're right, if it's there in Vista, it is hidden. Apparently there's, I forget what the option is, but you got to go into the control panel and spend a good deal of time messing around.
Yeah, you go into control panel, then sounds, select you know, a device, either in playback or recording, hit your applications key, and tell it to show disabled devices, and then tell it to show... disabled devices and disconnected devices, I believe. There's two of them.
Good, thank you very much.
Yep, it was disconnected devices. By the way, Rick, that's another thing that you reminded me of. What does that mean by disconnected devices? Because there's no way you can't show something that's disconnected. Like, it doesn't literally mean disconnected, like unplugged, right? Like one would tend to think, right? What does it mean by disconnected, or do you not? You know what I'm saying?
I'm not 100% sure what they're referring to. I believe it's devices where things are not plugged in, like your line in, mic in. But to be honest, I'm not 100% sure what they're going on about either.
Fred, don't get away from me before you and I get a chance to talk about a rehearsal that's coming up.
I have to meet with Jim Ruby if Bob gets hold of him, and so I may be leaving to another room. But I'll be here until then, anyhow.
Can talk to you about it tomorrow, too. This is just the rehearsal for the July 14.
While we're at that point, we will be vacationing next week, and then you'll want to watch your announcements for our rest of our July sessions.
Oh, by the way, Rick, I just thought of another thing. I've been noticing when I listen to things on my niece's Vista computer, because I don't have one because of the whole JAWS issue, and I'm not going to get into that on here because I already told you about it. And so you know very well what's going on about that. But anyway, I've been noticing on my niece Gretchel's computer that Vista has more stereo spread. Now, I don't know if you've recorded with what you hear in stereo when you got it to work on your SBI Audit G2, but if you have you noticed any more stereo spread? Because I know in playback I've noticed more stereo spread in Vista than in XP, which seems supposed to support the Freedom Scientific thing when they did their FS Cast episode 2, when they said about something about the guy had said that he heard that Vista has better support for surround sound and stuff like that. So, yeah, that sounds kind of like it's true.
Yeah, in general, the Vista audio subsystem is better than it is an XP. I don't know whether it supports surround sound any better in Vista than it does in XP, but yeah, supposedly the Vista sound system is superior. And I don't know. I can't say that I've really noticed a lot here, but I don't. You know, most of my recordings are just voice, so, you know, you're not going to get any stereo separation. It could just be the settings on the computer, the audio settings. Could have some effects turned on where it's simulating a more separated sound as well. The Creative Cart Myology 2 drivers defaulted to some kind of an effect when I first started using them that kind of made things sound a little more separated.
Yeah, see, that's what I mean. And no, Gretchel doesn't. She's not even into that kind of stuff. It's set up the way it came out of the box. In fact, she hasn't even tried any of the cool stuff in Vista, you know, the Media Center or any of that. So, yeah, no, that computer hasn't been touched at all. It's still as it was when it came out of the box.
A default sound card setting for effect, or again, it could just be that particular system sounds real good. It's hard to say.
Well, we'll take just one more question, and then we'll call this evening, bring this evening or this event to a close. Who would like to ask that last question? Hearing none, I do want to express my sincere appreciation to you, Rick, for the excellent presentation. A Gold Wave is important to many of our computer users in the Tech Talk family. And we appreciate the expertise you've shared with us this evening. Again, we appreciate also that you will be posting the event on the website in the event that our archives are going to be a bit delayed because of vacation. So we appreciate that. You've been a real professional for us, and we just thank you so very much for taking the time this evening to be with us and to patiently answer all of our technical questions. And thanks again, and we'll be looking forward to having you again on our program at a very future date.
Thanks, Pat and Bob, for having me on yet again. It's been nice coming on. And thanks for the great press releases. Always appreciated. It's been good talking to everybody here tonight. I hope I've told everybody something they didn't know, and look forward to talking to you all again very soon. Thanks.
Yeah, thanks, Rick, for the interesting presentation.
Quite welcome.
Rick, by the way, I just wanted to get something else to change, but tablet PCs, I know you don't use one, or at least I think you don't, but if the same issue is going on with tablet PCs, do you happen to know if you can swap out cards on those, or are those people doomed? You know what I'm saying? Like, is that it? Like, if it's not working your tablet PC, that's it? Tough luck?
Couldn't tell you. I don't use a tablet PC. Haven't ever used one. And honestly, I don't know much about them.
Yeah, I was just asking because I was thinking maybe at some point in the future I wanted to get that Smalltalk Ultra thing from GW Micro.
That's not a tablet PC. That's just an ultralight notebook. So, but I believe everything is swappable in that. Cards, memory, things like that, I believe.
Okay, because somebody said on a podcast that I was subscribed to that it is, in fact, a tablet PC. The only thing is that the only difference is that it has a keyboard, and that's what makes that Oko one. He said Okio, but it's Oko, I guess, according to GW Micro. But the only unique thing about that one is that one has a keyboard, where the other ones don't.
Well, by definition, a tablet PC does not have a keyboard, so that would be considered a micro notebook. I'm not sure why somebody said it was a tablet PC, but it honestly isn't. It doesn't use the tablet version of XP. From what I've heard, it does just use the standard version of XP, and you do whatever you want with it.
My apologies if Bob Acosta is back in the room. We did end our session, but I would certainly want Bob to say goodbye to Rick if he's in the room now and would care to do so.
Well, I apologize to Rick. I was called away. Things were popping, but I was listening with one ear. I knew that with Rick doing it, it was going to be outstanding. He's truly really an expert on this, and his tutorials on GoldWave, I'm only at one, but I'm trying to learn a little bit about it, but they're really clear, and the Blind Geek Zone is a really good website. Rick, thank you very, very much. Can always depend on you. I know you worked very hard to get this one done, and you didn't quit, and you did a great job. Thank you again.
Yeah, Rick, I agree with Bob there, too. You know, I'm saying the Blanky Zone is really good, and I've been thinking of making a donation to you at some point, but the thing is, I don't have a PayPal account or anything like that, you know what I'm saying?
Well, thanks, Bob. Again, it was great to be back on here, and I had a lot of troubles creating this presentation for tonight, but like you said, never quit. Just got to keep moving forward. But again, I appreciate you having me on. I think this is the third or fourth time now, and hope to be able to come back on again soon and talk about something else. But thanks for having me.
Say, say, Rick, I've heard your presentation about the talking microwave, and I bought one of those, and that's quite neat.
Boy, it sure is, Gary. That's right. Fred, I've got to get going, but I put in two calls, main call and his cell phone. The only suggestion I may have is you may have a manual for what we're talking about, and there may be an 800 number to get support to assist you. I don't know what else to do, because he did tell me that he would be working with you tonight. So I've told him where you are, and he knows how to reach you, and that's the best we can all do.
My suggestion is to get in touch, Fred, with the Talking Communities of geeks. They would know probably best also how to help.
Thank you, Pat. I didn't think of them. They should know, yeah. They'd be a good one, too. Okay, guys, thank you so much, and we'll see you guys in 2 weeks. Everybody, we'll be around, though, but we're taking a break next week. And then we have Bill and Jennifer Sparks, I believe, telling us how to use PayPal. Our friend Sam said, I don't have a PayPal account. Well, if he comes back and listens to Bill and Jennifer, they'll at least show him and the rest of us that it's accessible. So they're on the 14th, as I recall. Okay, bye for now, and thank you, everybody.
I'll see if I can get a hold of Steve during regular business hours tomorrow don't want to put him out, and the need is not immediate, so I should be able to do it all right. And I'll keep my eye on the screen for an IM from Jim.
On the subject of Bill and Jennifer Sparks, Fred, rehearsals usually happen Wednesday or Thursday?
Usually Thursday or Friday, actually.
What's your pleasure in terms of, I guess I'm not familiar with the routine here. Who shall I direct them to?